Our business news starts with stocks finishing higher despite rising oil prices. A flurry of new mergers sent stock prices into record territory again yesterday. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index, one of the three major benchmarks for U.S. stocks, briefly surpassed its all-time closing high. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The S&P 500 doesn't get as much attention as the Dow, but most people who follow the stock market see it as a better barometer of market performance. The S&P hit an all-time record of 1527 back in March 2000, before recession and corporate scandals took their toll on the markets. By October 2002, the S&P had lost nearly half its value. Since then, it's been slowly climbing back, and yesterday it surpassed its closing high. It fell back again by the end of the day, but still ended the day higher. What sent stocks northward was, in part, a lot of deal-making. General Electric said it would sell its plastics division to a Saudi company for more than $11 billion, and the telecommunications company Altel said it was being bought for $24 billion. Meanwhile, the other major stock index, the NASDAQ Composite Index, finished the day at 2578. Unlike the others, it's still well below its all-time high of 5048, which it reached on March 24, 2000, at the height of the dot-com boom. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.